Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmash with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a fall fun event that the Beef Council is involved in.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is the official sponsor of the PBAR Farms Corn Maze in Hydro, Oklahoma this fall. The Corn Maze features the Beef Checkoff slogan, "Beef, it's what's for dinner," in vivid fashion, especially from the sky. We believe the event will be a great educational opportunity for families, an excellent way for them to learn about beef in a very lively environment. The Corn Maze opened on September 18th and runs through October 31st. Throughout the maze, visitors will come across multiple decision-making points with questions on beef's nutrition and sustainability. If the visitors answer the questions correctly, it will give them the correct way to turn, completing the puzzle faster while becoming more educated on beef. So beef will also be featured in educational information provided to visiting schools. To learn more about this wonderful family fun opportunity, visit PBAR Farms on Facebook.
Thanks, Heather. And to learn about how the Beef Checkoff is working hard for you, go to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, for more than 130 years, the Commissioners of the Land Office has owned and operated 750,000 surface acres and 1.1 million mineral acres of land in the western half of the state, as the eastern half of the state is Indian Territory. Now, through the Organic Act of 1890 and the Oklahoma Statehood Enabling Act of 1906, the Commissioners of Land Office began managing assets to support education. This year, the CLO for the state of Oklahoma is offering more than 150,800 acres divided into more than 500 tracts of land for lease this fall. We caught up with Anthony Ruiz, Assistant Director of the Real Estate Management Division for the CLO, to tell us more.
We're very fortunate that we had visionary leaders who saw value in land. And they said it's going to be a great investment for many, many years to come. Our current five commissioners have that same mentality. It's a great investment, and it's a great way to raise funds to support public education. One of my favorite Oklahomans, Will Rogers, said, invest in land because they ain't making any more of it. Well, we take that mentality to work every day and use this great resource to turn it into education and knowledge for our public schools and our public school pupils.
The earliest auction is set to take place coming up today at 9 a.m. at the Cimarron County Fairgrounds. Ruiz says the funds will go directly to public schools.
So the funds we raise go direct to public schools. And, you know, as a product of Oklahoma public schools at the K through 12, as well as the higher education level, I've seen firsthand, and I've got nieces that get to benefit from it firsthand, and all public schools benefit from this land that we raise. And it's really a phenomenal program that folks had a lot of foresight years ago, and our commissioners continue that tradition on today of supporting public education. It's really neat, really great opportunity, and I enjoy it every day.
He said every October, about one-fifth of the CLO's total leases expire, allowing the highest bidder to take possession of the land, usually around January 1st.
The way they participate is they show up, and we'll get them registered, and then it's a public auction. So they show up, they bid, and we'll take a little bit of their money. We require at least 50% down on that first year at auction, unless it's the lease is less than 500, and then we require the full amount. But yeah, they'll get signed up and then take possession on January 1st. Unless there's some wheat remaining, then we'll let that current lessee harvest their crop, and then it's theirs.
If you'd like to see the fall auction schedule or detailed list of available tracts, you can go to clo.ok.gov. You've got farm news on Ron. Grondike Ranch is having their big sale coming up October the 15th, 1 p.m. at the ranch north of Nash, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 225 home-raised springbred heifers developed to be problem-free, long-lasting, productive cows. Sale includes 110 Angus heifers, 77 black baldy heifers, and 47 red baldy heifers. For more information, contact ranch manager Paul Kofsky at GrondikeRanch.com or watch the auction live at LiveAuctions.tv. It's the Grondike Ranch sale October the 15th, 1 p.m. in Nash, Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.